The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17. This is letter number 6481. Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Elul, Tavshiyut Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe is responding to his letter in which dated the 6th of Elul, in which he writes that he was merited and the Blessed Hashem succeeded him to learn in the Yeshiva Teres Emes, that's in Yerushalayim. I mentioned many times, I was a shaliach over there. I studied for 2 years. And that was established and is led, Danhola, of our Rebbes, our leaders. And the Rebbe says, V'hirotzen, he prays for him, that you should utilize this portion fully, which means to study with dedication, with diligence, and also to influence also your friends that they should enter this yeshiva and learn in that way. Get some more, recruit some of your friends to come to the yeshiva. And also in the activity of spreading the wellspring. So, for sure the Rebbe says, you do that. But the Rebbe makes a note over here, in a parenthesis. After consulting the administration, the leadership of the yeshiva, and getting their permission. Don't start taking off time from class or doing things on your own with the consent of the hanhola, in a way that it does not interfere with the schedule of the yeshiva, and that should increase with success in the above. Then he writes to the Rebbe. He's looking for advice not to be sad. What's an etza for atzvus? For melancholy. The Rebbe says, look into the holy book of the Tanya in the places that are referenced in the index of matters in the end. So, over there in the Tanya, of course, he talks about how to overcome depression, sadness, and the Rebbe says, he also wrote to the Rebbe that he has fears. And the Rebbe said, when you write about fears, it's proper to check your tefillin and also to learn by heart the chapter 41 in the Holy Tanya, from the beginning of the chapter until the words HaMelech in the side B, and review it at least in thought or even in speech. So, and then he asked the Rebbe another thing about concentration, to be able to concentrate his thoughts. And the Rebbe says, for this, the advice that is known is to learn from inside of the sefer, inside of the book, and also to daven from the siddur. And even when you're learning orally or you're just thinking about something in thought, the sefer should still be open in front of you where you're learning, even while you're thinking about it. And that's the advice given for being able to concentrate, to have the book, read from the book, or have it open. And as far as fears go, the Rebbe told him to check his tefillin and to study chapter 41 of Tanya in the beginning. And not to be sad, the Rebbe says to look into the Tanya, and the Rebbe says that you should be active in spreading the wellsprings with the consultation and the approval and directives of the Anhola. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news in all of the above and for a ksiva v'chsima tovah.